You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
First Corinthians 9, verses 16 to 23. For if I preach the gospel, this gives me no ground for boasting, for necessity is laid upon me. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. For if I do this of my own will, I have a reward. But if not of my own will, I am entrusted with a commission. What then is my reward? Just this, that in my preaching I may make the gospel free of charge, not making full use of my right in the gospel. For though I am free from all men, I have made myself a slave to all, that I might win the more. To the Jews, I became as a Jew in order to win Jews. To those under the law, I became as one under the law, though not being myself under the law, that I might win those under the law. To those outside the law, I became as one outside the law, not being without law toward God, but under the law of Christ, that I might win those outside the law. To the weak, I became weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings. And this is the key phrase upon which I wanted to comment. For though I am free from all men, I have made myself a slave to all, that I might win the more. This was such a powerful truth about Paul's own life, about his call, his commission. Yet, it was true for Paul because it was first and last true about Jesus himself. He is the one who is truly free. He is the one who was truly free from all men. And in his perfect freedom, Jesus became, for our sake, a slave to all. This was his own description of his life and his commission in Mark chapter 10, verse 45. For the Son of Man also came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Just as our Lord Jesus, just as our brother Paul, may you and I also become, in the grace of the Holy Spirit, as slaves to all for Jesus' sake, so that we might also help others to find his eternal life. As true disciples of Jesus, we too have been commissioned to speak his living words of the gospel at any time, in any situation that he offers to us.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.